This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. And I am Cheryl Fritz with Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, along with Scott Eckersley. My next guest is on the phone coming to us from Detroit Metropolitan Airport. Her name is Kaylee Goodell. She is an LCC nursing student. And in the interest of full disclosure, I need to tell you she's my younger daughter. But she, I thought it might be kind of interesting today. She's getting ready to hop a flight for Las Vegas for the holiday. And I thought it might be kind of interesting since I believe she's made it through security. We'll check in just a second and see how that whole process went. Hi, Kaylee, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. So first, let's get started with you heading into the airport. How is traffic heading in? It's the beginning of very busy holiday travel week.
The traffic was kind of bad in parts. It looked like there were a few snow-related accidents coming back towards Okemos away from Detroit, but that seemed to be coming away from it, so we didn't really have too much problem.
Very good. Now, what about, I understand from Scott that you've made it through security already.
Yes, and I managed to find a quiet spot to get away from all the noise.
I appreciate that. We're going to have you stand real still.
Okay.
tell us about the process.
I won't move.
Perfect. Now, that may be the first time you ever listened to me. No, I'm just kidding, honey.
We got jokes.
Tell us about the process of going through the security, and first in terms of how long the lines were waiting to go through.
The line was not too bad. They just wanted everyone to get through fast. So the only long part of the line was just the screening, like the confusion with the screenings and the 311 rule. And the pat-downs were the only thing, but it wasn't much longer than usual.
Okay. Tell it to some folks, you know, the 3-1-1 rule, that made me stop and think for a moment. What is that in terms of what you know about it?
It is, from what I read on the TSA website yesterday, you can't have any gel or liquid over 3 ounces. And I'm trying to remember. It has to be in a 1-quart bag, and you can only have one of those bags.
Ah, very good. You passed that test. Very good.
Oh, barely. They threw away half my stuff.
Oh, no. So we're rebuying when we get to Vegas?
I am. It's like no woman can fit all of her beauty products in a 1-quart bag. It's ludicrous.
And you were even trying.
My bag was exploding. They just looked at it. They're like, no way. Get out here with that.
Oh, dear. Okay. Now, tell us about the process. You get to the head of the line. Are we still taking shoes off, I presume, and emptying pockets and so forth?
Yeah, and I had these giant furry boots on, so that was kind of, it took a while, but I got through it.
I assume, I don't know if you took your laptop with you, but you're emptying all of that out into the bins just like, you know, before the most recent crackdowns?
I didn't bring my laptop this time, but I did bring my new Canon SLR, which I double-checked, and that the X-rays don't damage digital ones at all. It's the actual film 35mm cameras you have to worry about going to the X-ray.
Okay. Now, when you got to that point, did you see anybody? Did you get randomly picked for a pat-down or the scanner?
I did not, luckily. I had I got all my stuff out, so I had the little bag, so I was good to go, luckily. I was under the impression that they patted down everyone and scanned everyone, but I feel like that's mostly if you go off at the metal detector.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, I spoke with Bob Selig, who's the executive director of Capital Area Regional International Airport, which is our Lansing airport, of course, and he said that point that you just made, that the pat-downs and so forth don't happen if you have yourself ready. You know, if you've taken off watches and emptied pockets and shoes and so forth like that, if it doesn't beep, you're going to avoid the scanner and the pat-down. And I was under the same impression you were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was ready. I was ready for the romantic experience. I guess I was let down a little bit.
you were going to look for the most attractive TSA agent, I'm guessing.
I know, and I was going to be like, I was going to leave her my number. I thought it was going to be, you know, romance, like a nice relaxing evening before getting on the plane.
But... Okay. I think we understand. And yet you were disappointed. And yet we were disappointed. What about just kind of the mood of folks there? The other folks in the airport, are they seem to be in the holiday spirit, or do people seem to be on edge?
Mostly on edge because, everyone's trying to get to where they're going, and all the new security measures came around at such a time. It's not very convenient. You know, people, like you said, don't know what to expect. So, especially around the holiday season, it just makes it a little bit worse. But I think when everyone gets to where they're going and sees that it's not so bad, then it'll relieve their tensions.
Absolutely. What about the staff, security staff or airport staff? Did they seem to be in pretty good spirits this evening and getting through it well?
Yes, they do. And a good point is that, people like to rant and rave about TSA and what a pain they are. But at the same time, it's like they're doing their jobs. Like, do you really think, they look forward to, fondling people at work or, being yelled at? It's like they're just trying to do their jobs the best they can. So,
well, good.
Try to not give them a rough time.
Well, I think that would be a mistake to give them a rough time anyway, right?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do that anyway.
That's a good way to miss your flight for several days. Are you hearing anything about that? We're expecting some snow and maybe some freezing rain this evening. Anything about any flight delays at this point?
None for me. I haven't really heard of anything yet, so
good.
Nothing's developing.
Very good. Well, we're kind of doing this publicly, but I'm going to wish you very safe travels. You're heading out to Vegas to visit some friends over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good trip. You'll be out there over the holidays. And one of your friends I'm going to interview tomorrow on here, actually. The Phantom at the Venetian is going to be an interview of mine tomorrow. So hopefully you'll see him while you're out there.
I shall. We're going to paint the town red.
There you go. Oh, boy. My daughter and the Phantom on the streets in Las Vegas. Well, honey, I thank you for joining us. I kind of like the bird's eye view of going through the system and going through security at the airport. Safe travels to you, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a safe flight.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Happens to be my daughter, Kaylee Goodell, who is boarding an airplane down in Detroit, heading out for Vegas for the holidays. I thank her for kind of walking us through that. We'll be back in just a bit. Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, Cheryl Fritz and Scott Eckersley. We'll be right back.